Let's open to Psalm 91. I remember a testimony of some group of soldiers who went to Desert Storm. They stood on that sand, and the Lord delivered them. Nothing hurt them. We heard in the news that this year will be the worst of the flu season. It will not come near our dwelling. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So remember Psalm 91. We are going to take flu shot this morning. I'm not a medical doctor, but Jesus Christ, the great physician, put all the package in the Bible. I will read together. I will dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers. Under his wing I will trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted a new day. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 on my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes I will behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because I have made the Lord, which is my refuge, Most High, my habitation, there shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over me and my household, to keep me in all my ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, and lest we dash our foot against a stone. I will tread upon the adder, the lion and adder, and the young lion, and the dragon shall I trample under my feet, because I have set my love upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, he will deliver me, and he will set me on high, because I have known his name. I will call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will answer me, and he will be with me in trouble, and deliver me and honor me. With long life will he satisfy me and show me his salvation. Let the church say amen and amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we refuse flu in our household, in our children's life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will not come near our dwelling. In the name of Jesus, we immunize our body with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to Psalm 18. We're going to stand this time. Psalm 18. Verse 43 through 45. At this time, we're going to pray. First of all, let us read. He said, thou shalt deliver me from the strivings of the people, and hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me, and strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. If you have any pain in your body, or you have trouble in any part of your body, put your hand there and speak to it and say, stranger, because you don't belong here, I command you to flee in the name of the Lord Jesus. Strangers, flee out of my body, because this is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Strangers, flee. You are a stranger to this body. You don't belong to this body. Because the Bible says, as when men slept, the enemy came and started sowing some strangers into your body. That's why some people come with stroke, come with cancer, come up with... It's the enemy that is responsible. While you are asleep, the enemy will come in and do something. We say to those strangers, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you don't belong to our body. We bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Say, pack your load and go in the name of Jesus, and never to come back in Jesus' name. Fire of the Holy Ghost, fall upon me afresh in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's be seated. Lord, we thank you for our gathering together today. This countdown for 2017, you started it with us. You will take us to the new year. Lord, we thank you for the grace. Like you spoke to me weeks ago, you will pour your grace and upon me. Pour your grace upon your people. I ask, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let your favor rest upon them like a garment. Lord, anywhere they will go, they will be favored above others. Because your word says, wherever the soles of our feet will tread, we will possess. You brought us to this nation to possess our possession. And so shall it be. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Where was I? It appears I just traveled somewhere. Well, I feel nervous. When I feel nervous like this, I know the Lord is up to something. I've been preaching for years. I don't feel like this. Once in a while, I feel like this. But it's okay. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The title of my message today is taken from the book of Luke. It says, strive to enter at the straight gate. Strive. When you hear the word strive, contend, fight to enter. To someone asked the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, are there few that will enter, that will be saved? And Jesus Christ and I replied, strive to enter. No more religion. I hate religion with a passion. No more religion. It's life God called you to. The Bible didn't say, for God so loved the world and gave us religion. Is that what he said? We heard recently some Pentecostals, they gathered together. They are now taking them back to Catholic Church. I hate it. You will not go back to your vomit. We don't belong there. It wasn't Catholic Church that died for us. It was Jesus Christ that died for us. Mystery Babylon is falling to rise no more. Amen. Persecution is coming. Brothers and sisters, tighten up your belt. Hallelujah. I have a song for you. Can I sing? It's titled, Have You Been to Jesus for the Cleansing Power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? There's no I'm be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing power of the Lamb? Are your garment spotless as the white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Remember the other standard. It said, lay aside. Do you remember that one? Let's sing that one. All garments are still we sing and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Flowing. I'll be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing power of the Lamb? Are you God, man? That's white as snow, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. It's a question to you today. Answer: are you washed in the blood? Remember, Jesus Christ called us, and He saved us. He set us apart, and we should be set apart, sanctified, living that holy life. Because Jesus Christ will come any moment. He will come soon. People don't hear that message again. Jesus is coming soon. People, Jesus Christ is coming soon. So lay aside the garment that has stayed with sin. Live a holy life. Luke 13, verse 23, is what it says here. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, we seek to enter in and shall not be able. Let's spend some time on that verse. Say strive. Use another word. At the straight gate, then seek to enter. Many will seek to enter, will not be able. My question is, why? The cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, will make people to miss heaven. Not even talking of rapture now. When we talk of rapture, the quality is very high. Just going to church is not good enough to make you to go for rapture. Let me ask a question. How many of you have listened to a lady by the name Tone Praise? You need to listen to her, the things that God revealed to her about rapture. Why God raised her up to prepare people who miss rapture. Why they miss rapture? What you need to do not to miss rapture? Just going to church, you only read the Bible once in a week. It's not good enough to make you to make rapture. Feed on the word of God. This is the life. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit. They are life. If you want God to quicken you, to give you that ingredient to go, it's there in the pages of the Bible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you still here or you are going home? You are here. All right. Let's take a look at that verse 24. Strive. Contend. Remember Jude 1:3 says, he said, we should contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Be a contender. Hallelujah. Contend. Then the Lord gave me another scripture in the book of Ephesians. Say, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Have you been to a wrestling match before? And not the one you see on television. That is not a wrestling match. They do it towards the ending of the year, either in the chief palace or in the king palace. When they are wrestling, until your back touch the ground, that is when the person is defeated. I've seen those ones in university, when they are practicing for wrestling, is very close to what we used to see those days. So the wrestling matter is going on is spiritual. The enemy wants to stop you. Because he was there before. So he doesn't want you to go there. Make up your mind that nothing will stop you. Even the devil himself cannot stop you. Just have that mindset. Be rugged, be stubborn when it comes to things that the enemy is bringing around to distract you. Because the days are numbered. Jesus is coming soon. Tighten up your belt. Don't look back. He said, put on the whole armor of God. Let's try and look at that. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 through 13. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the tricks and the tactics of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God. I was listening to a woman of God some years back on the, I think it should be YouTube, I can't remember now. He said an angel appeared to her and he was asking the angel, why do we need to put on the armor of God? And how long would the armor of God last? He said 24 hours. So you need to ask God again to put on that, put it on you. I want you to know this. It is the same armor that Jesus Christ put on when he was here on earth. It's not different. So that when you dress up with that armor, you are just like Jesus Christ. Do you get the picture now? God wants you to put on that armor. Ask him to put it on you. Amen. So we are admonished to put on the whole armor of God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And have it done all, to stand. Have it done or to stand. Now, people, they don't know that ministers, they go through trials. Because they stand before you, don't know they go through trials. It is the same devil that ministers are fighting that you are fighting. But thank God. Remember, months ago, I told you, I said, Jesus Christ gave the devil technical knockout. That's why he declared you that you are more than conqueror. Not just a conqueror. He said you are more than. All the rough job, Jesus Christ has done it. So it's a walk over. And he wants you to start acting on his word. Speak his word only. I need to skip and just jump. Go to another thing completely. Only speak the word. Now, this is Job. This morning, the Lord gave me that scripture. It was ringing. Didn't quote it. It was just a man born of woman. These are few, full of trouble. It's in your Bible. In this world, we will suffer tribulation. But in Jesus Christ, we will have peace. See, be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world. Always look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Don't look unto your ability. I defeated the devil like this last time. That is the way I still have to defeat him. No. There's all different ways the Lord Jesus Christ will show you. Now, what happened to praying in tongues? Do we still pray in tongues? At times, when we are praying, people are just quiet. Some are just carried away. Blast it. When you pray in tongues, you are speaking divine mysteries. You are, the devil is on the run. That's why he will discourage you from praying in tongues. Please pray in tongues. Either in your house or in the car or in the place of work, you can pray silently. At times, those who are demonic, who have demons in them, they will come and talked to you, said, please stop praying. Whereas you were praying silently or praying within you, they will sense it. But don't be afraid. Now, Jude told us that we should pray earnestly, contend earnestly for the faith that once delivered unto the saints. It was delivered. So don't let the enemy take it from you. It was delivered unto you. Contend for it. Wrestle for it. Fight for it. Continue to press in, for the Lord has already given it to you, and he wants you to start flowing like him. At times, I listened to this prophet from India, Saudu. He said something happened. The mother did not cook the best food that he loved. He was so angry and talked to the mother, and the Lord now came on the scene. Say, why do you talk down on your mom? And I asked that question to her. Says, why do you need to talk down on one another? You don't need to do that. You say, let me tell you, it is because of pride. Don't ever talk down on anybody, no matter your class in the society. You are just flesh. Respect one another. Honor one another. Love one another. Speak well of one another. Don't, if there's any fault in a brother, use your mouth to repair it. Amen? Praise the Lord. We have to use our mouth to repair it. Yeah, I heard a testimony about, got it from Kenneth Hagin. He said, there was one old man. People were talking bad of this guy who always go on rampage in the city. One day the police, they called the sheriff. He came to try and do as he used to do before. He said, no, I'm going to kill you. The man was telling the police, and the police shot him and he died. And people started making a series of comments. This brother was there. He did not say nothing. They said, what have you to say about that man? He said, he get good countenance. I like his smile. That is the only thing you can say about that man. No, don't run your mouth, because God is watching you. He's listening to you. Let me go to the main thing. Now, people are saying different things about themselves. Don't do that. Go to Numbers chapter 14. Numbers 14. Stop looking back. Stop regretting. Now maybe this. This is where I am now. Stop saying that you are disappointing your Creator. Have you read this prophecy that was in Scroll 51 said there are trials that are absolute necessity, of which only few can go through. Be among the few. It's a refiner's fire that is on our way, and it's still going on. I've said it before. You cannot ask me to fly a jet. I don't know how to. If you put me on a jet, say flight, you are calling for this disaster. But I can drive any type of car or any truck. But when it comes to aeroplane, no, don't put me there. So I need to be trained before I can fly. The same thing, before you can reign and rule with Lord Jesus Christ, you need to be trained. You need to be refined. You need to be purged. You need to be built up and be like him. Because if you can lose your temper easily, when God gives you his fullness, you will destroy people. So that is why you are going to training. Hallelujah. Somebody told my son, okay, that was my baby brother. See, you are just like your daddy. No matter what they are saying, you just keep quiet, be looking at them. This is Numbers 14. I will not read the whole chapter. I just want to read a few few verses here. The Israelites were sent to somewhere handpicked according to tribe to spy out the land. They saw all that the Lord promised them, but they brought evil report. They brought evil report. But who is the devil? Who is your enemy? Jesus Christ defeated him on the cross of Calvary. And the Bible says he led captivity captive and he gave gifts unto men. All right, let me not digress too much because my time is running out. Numbers 14, verse 26. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation, which murmur against me? See, those things you are saying in the secret about your life, about people around you, stop saying them. Go to prayer. Intercede on behalf of people. I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. See, when you are saying some things about people, you are saying it against God directly. Because that person is created in image and likeness of God. See verse 28. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. That is serious. Every Presley, before he died, he was always saying, I will not live to be older than my mother. He died the same age that the mother died. Be careful what you say with your mouth. Amen? Are we still here? Because it's very, very important. I know the Lord told me that the age of 75, I will be gone. I told the brother, I said, why that? I decided to change it. Because there was a young man who was always saying that he will not live to see so and so birthday. And when they think, before that time, he fell sick and he slept into comatose. And born again Christian. And they started praying for him. The pastor prayed seriously until this prophet came around, Kenneth Hagin. As he was praying, and the Lord said, he said, the word has been made a long time ago and it cannot be reversed. What the young man was saying, seed it. No one can reverse it. He asked the Lord what to do. He said, release him and let him go. And he now called the young man and said, we're going to release you so that you go home. He said, he started smiling. Someone who is in coma. And then he passed on. So be careful what you say. The Lord is listening to you. And those things you are saying is going to record too. Don't defeat yourself with your mouth. In the book of Proverbs, I won't have time to look at that one now. It said, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from troubles. Keep your mouth so that you get out of trouble. Because you can snare by what you say. I remember a time came, I was having tickets here and there until they told me, said, if you get another one, we'll suspend your driving license. Right there, I said, Lord, till you will come, I will not get another ticket again. No ticket. You know, that's years back now. When I'm driving, the Spirit will say, slow down, slow down. As I pipe down, you see. Hallelujah. And I will not get another ticket. That is true. Stand by what you are saying. The Lord will honor it. Amen. See, if you say you are poor, you are like church rat. Let me ask you, is church rat poor? Free electricity, free house, free food. You are not even poor. You are rich. Just, was it yesterday? Yes. The Lord gave me a scripture. Deuteronomy. It's 8:18. But that is not where I'm going to. It's God that gives us power to get wet. It's for one reason, that his covenant will be established. Hallelujah. God will give you the power, the ability to get wet, not to hoard it, for his covenant to be established. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So he put you in charge. There's areas he will put you in charge. You do it. Don't hoard it. Release it for the gospel. And a young man, Germany, was telling me yesterday. He said, they succeeded in giving these people money. Now, when they came, now they are all just falling down because they cannot say anything against the wrong thing they are introducing them to. Abraham, he wanted to see the Pope. They told him the condition. He said, I'm not going there. How will I bow down to Pope? You kiss his ring. You say, my Lord. He said, human being just like me, goes to toilet like me. Why will I bow down to a man? It's not even the representatives of Jesus Christ. Mystery Babylon the Great, the abomination of the earth. Even the harlots, they are going back. You are not a part of the harlots. You are not the harlots. You are the daughters of the Most High God, the Church of the Living God, the firstborn. Hallelujah. I'm saying this because persecution is coming, brethren. These so-called brothers, they are the one who will be responsible, be pointing, leading them to where we are hiding. Did I mention your name? Copeland is already spearheading it. If you listen to the last message he preached, you don't want to listen to him again. He said, Pope said next year is going to be year of the Holy Ghost. I know the Holy Ghost has been moving. It's not only next year. The Lord said, I will pour my spirit upon some flesh. How many? All flesh. And he's going to use both young and old alike. Amen. So, brethren, ask the Lord to save your tongue. Say, truly, as you have said in my ear, so will I do to you. Let the Lord do what the scriptures you are quoting, the promises you are quoting. He will do it. He will fulfill it in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember, these people, they perish in the wilderness because that is what they said. They saw themselves like grasshoppers. And they saw those people as giants. Truly, they were giants. But Caleb and Joshua said, they are bread for us. The Lord has given them to us. Let's go up at once. But the people will say, no, we cannot. They perish in the wilderness. Do you know the Lord has given you the land? The Lord has given you the land, America. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope that will not offend any American. The Lord has given us this land. Possess the land. God use you as a candlelight to bring light to darkness everywhere you go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, let me try. Bring this to a close. 1 Peter 5:7. There he says, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. I was reading the Amplified Translation this morning on my phone. I discovered that Amplified is different. The Amplified that I know, I love that translation because it's Greek and Hebrew together. That one says, casting the whole of your cares, your worries, your concerns once and for all upon him, for he cared for you and watched over you affectionately. He didn't say, son, give all. When you offload, don't take it back. When somebody asks, how are you doing? Oh, I feel terrible. Pray for me, please pray. You're just taking everything back. When the Lord said, cast all your care. What did he say in Matthew 11:28? Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. I will give you more trouble. Is that what he said? Rest. Is it in your Bible like that? Rest. Rest. God kind of rest. Excuse me. God kind of rest. That is what you will possess. Hallelujah. Come. You are already with him. So don't look down on yourself or use your mouth to be saying some things. No, don't do that. When you lie down, let your meditation upon the Lord be sweet. Hallelujah. Let me try and round up with this. This is what Paul said. 1 Timothy. Chapter 4, I believe. Let me try. Finally, write it down. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 4. See what he says here. Verse 13-16. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy, with the laying on of hands, or the presbytery. Then 15 in particular, meditate upon them. Please, this new year, let us practice meditating on the word of God. Because the Lord wants to do a lot of things in your life. Well, as you meditate on the word of God, God will begin to show you things and begin to bring more of the things of heaven, the ingredients of heaven upon your life. Say, meditate upon these things and give thyself wholly to them, that by thy profiting, your profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them who are hearing you. What the Lord is saying here, what Paul said to Timothy, the Spirit of God is saying to us too. As you do them, take heed to this word of God. My profiting will appear to others. My testimony will glorify God. The Lord reminded me, he said, when people say old testimonies, he said, what about the Bible? What about the testimonies in the Bible? Are they not old? They are still current. So don't bring yourself down because you are old testimony. If that testimony in your life is still, it is a springboard for you, say it again, over and over again, and God will begin to take you higher and higher and higher. Hallelujah. Because those testimonies called old testimonies, it's a springboard to something higher. And the Lord begin to stir you up to do more. The other day I picked up a young man. He said, I'm in the doghouse. He said, do you know what that means? I'm in the doghouse. My wife drove me out of the house because I'm buying guns. I said, explain in detail. I started talking and talking. Talking. I should take him. I was doing Uber, so I took him to the hotel. On the way, I gave him tract. Say, want to buy some alcohol. He said, thank you for those tracts. Then he started asking me questions. I said, I'm a minister. You are a minister. He started repenting. I started apologizing to me. I said, no, do it to Jesus. Jesus Christ loves you. Give your heart to Jesus. He said, this is something. A similar thing like that happened. I picked up somebody on the street that I was doing some street work. He said, this is weird. I saw you in the dream last night. This is weird. The things he heard in the dream, he's hearing them again. I don't know this guy. Although he's a Spanish guy, I don't know him. But the Lord touched his life. This clicking that I saw the other day now, the Lord is working on him. Thank God I have his phone number. By the grace of God, I will follow up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. We are entering the new year. Remember 2018. The Lord was impressing my heart to understand. 1:8. You see, it's me and you. The beginning of new things. God is one. Not three. Not seven. God is one. O Israel, thy Lord, thy God is one. And he's bringing us to a new thing. New beginning. New movement of the Holy Spirit. 2018 is going to be wonderful. Hallelujah. Something good will happen to us. No, this is not the time to live in fear. This is time to break every ground. So whatsoever fallow ground is your life, break it up. But it's time to seek the face of the Lord. Brethren, we need to go back again to our first love. But the time is short. It's very short. Because your salvation is you and God. And there was another scripture. I can't go through all the scriptures. Ezekiel chapter 14. He said, though these three men are there, Job, Noah, Daniel, they would deliver their soul and they cannot deliver their own children. So it's you and God. Thank God you've given your life to Jesus. Your prayers that you are praying for your children are not wasted. They are stored up in golden vials. And the Lord will bring in your children one by one. No matter where they've gone to, the Lord will bring them. If you are afraid, don't be afraid anymore. All you need to say, wherever this boy call his name, I surround you with love and faith. God is a God of faith. God is love. As you continue to surround that child with love and faith, a day will come, God will corner him. Do you know God is sending angels to people? Your angel is always around to help, to assist you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Join me to sing this hymn. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So love he the world that he gave his son. Atonement for sin and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the air hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things. See?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus, the Son, and give the glory. Great things He has done.
Amen. Father, I will bid you according to destruction you lay in my heart to the people. Strangers can no longer come back to their bodies. Thank you for immunizing their bodies with fire. Thank you for hiding them under your wings. I give you the praise. Keep them in perfect peace. In Jesus' name, amen.